Homeward Bound, December 16, Satan's Imprisonment. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Revelation 20, verse 2. The Revelator foretells the banishment of Satan and the condition of chaos and desolation to which the earth is to be reduced, and he declares that this condition will exist for 1,000 years. After presenting the scenes of the Lord's second coming and the destruction of the wicked, the prophecy continues. I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. That the expression bottomless pit represents the earth in a state of confusion and darkness is evident from other scriptures. Here is to be the home of Satan with his evil angels for 1,000 years. Limited to the earth, he will not have access to other worlds to tempt and annoy those who have never fallen. It is in this sense that he is bound. There are none remaining upon whom he can exercise his power. He is wholly cut off from the work of deception and ruin, which for so many centuries has been his sole delight. For 6,000 years, Satan's work of rebellion has made the earth to tremble. He had made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, and he opened not the house of his prisoners. For 6,000 years his prison house has received God's people, and he would have held them captive forever, but Christ had broken his bonds and set the prisoners free. For 1,000 years Satan will wander to and fro in the desolate earth to behold the results of his rebellion against the law of God. During this time his sufferings are intense. Since his fall, his life of unceasing activity has banished reflection, but he is now deprived of his power and left to contemplate the part which he has acted since first he rebelled against the government of heaven, and to look forward with trembling and terror to the dreadful future. The Great Controversy, pages 658 to 660.